So, you said you wanted to be a Badger.
Yes.
You are a Badger.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Oh, it feels so good, especially after today, you know, having it all done with, and, you know, like, even though I verbally committed, a while ago, it just feels nice to have it all set and done now, just signed, and now I feel like everything's over with. But, no, I'm really excited to go to Wisconsin. You know, I knew this was kind of a dream of mine since I was young. It's kind of always been in the back of my mind, you know, and then when I started recruiting, it became real, and I really became like, oh, my gosh, I can actually do this and become a Badger, and then that's just what I had my heart set on.
So take us through, we heard Ree say the recruitment process took a little while for her, but take us through yours and what that was like.
Yeah, it definitely took a little while for me too. You know, at the beginning I was very like optimistic, you know, like as everyone is. And then I was like, oh my gosh, all these college coaches are calling me, you know, and then it kind of slows down, you know, and it becomes kind of slow and you're like, oh, do none of these coaches want to talk to me anymore, you know? And then it literally all came together in, like, a week span. Like, you know, I thought, like, a week before, I was like, I don't think I have a chance at Wisconsin. You know, I was like, I don't know. Like, they haven't talked to me, you know, they haven't texted me. But then I stayed motivated. I stayed confident in myself, and I just knew. I was like, hey, just keep playing your own game, and you're good enough, you know. And then, you know, after I won the Wisconsin Women's State Open, and then I did some other big things, they came and watched me a couple times, and you know, in a week span, they called me and they offered me. So it was amazing.
When you got the offer, what was the first thought?
Oh my gosh, I was just in my mind. I was just so excited. I tried to keep it cool on the phone because I was on the phone with him. So I was like, oh, like that's awesome. Like thank you so much. And then like in my mind, I was just freaking out. And my dad, we were at a hotel because my dad had a coaches conference. So it was when I got the call, and my dad was actually out to eat. So he wasn't there when I got offered. So he went out to eat like afterwards and whatever. And so he didn't come home for like 3 hours after I got the offer. And he's like, how'd the call go? Texting me. And I'm like, it went okay, like whatever. And then when he got there, I was like, I'm going to Wisconsin. I held up a W like when he's walking down the hotel hallway. And he's like, no way. And he like picked me up, gave me a hug. So that was a really special experience.
You've done everything there is to do in your time here at Prescott. What is something that you'll look back on and say, you know, this was just everything?
Yeah, definitely the state championship that we just won, you know, and our other two were very special to me, but I think the third was just insane, and I don't think that moment could ever be beat.
So,
What have the interactions been like with, I know you, obviously you haven't moved to Madison yet, but I mean, what have the interactions been like with not only the coaching staff, but like, have you connected with some of the players? Like, where is that at?
Yeah. So as soon as I committed, you know, I started talking to like more so like the assistant coach and the head coach, and like, they're both just so awesome. And I just can't express how lucky I am to have them as my coaches. They both have such good experience. Like such good background experience as coaches. So, and then I got in contact with the players pretty quick, you know, like my birthday was pretty soon after I committed, and they all just wished me a happy birthday, which I thought was really cool. And they were all around the green. Some of them were around the green when I finished at state, because that's their home course, and they all gave me a hug after. And I was like, that's like crazy. Those are gonna be my teammates next year. And I think it really made it become real, you know, after in that moment. So
Does it matter to you that you're the only Wisconsin player committing to the UW for golf this year? Or
no, I don't think it matters. I actually kind of like it. I think it's fun that you get to meet new people, because, you know, I know a lot of the top players in Wisconsin, so I think it would be great if, you know, one of them were going. But I think it's just really special that I get to meet new people and meet new golfers who, like, I don't really know, so that'll be fun.
Okay.